Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte clear liners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you could pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs, a gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe. Now available on digital. Crowe portrays an ex-homicide detective unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery.
This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Selling a little or a lot? Do your thing however you cha-ching with Shopify, the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 36% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. Get a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/offer23.
And we're live.
It's recording. Great. Another stellar look of me on camera. Hey, everybody. What's up? And welcome back to Unhinged with Chris Clemens. I am your tired ass host running on 3 hours of sleep, Chris Clemens. My fuse is a little short. Not going to lie. This has been a week. Oh, it's been a week, girls. I looked in the mirror this morning after I worked out and literally startled myself because I thought that I had like a black eye. Just exhaustion. Now, before we get into today's episode, I want to remind you to subscribe to Unhinged with Chris Clemens wherever you get your podcasts. We have a brand new YouTube channel, youtube.com/@unhinged. All of this will be in the description of the episode. We're almost at 10,000 subscribers on that channel, which for only having posted one episode on there, I'm very honored and grateful. So thank you guys. Let's hit 10K and then let's hit 100K. Let's just fuck all the rest of them and get there. And then another exciting piece of information. If you live in the Bay Area, we are coming December 9th for a live show at Cobb's Theater or Cobb's Comedy Club. All I know is it's Cobb because every time I think about it, I want a Cobb salad. But we are going to be doing a live episode of Unhinged with Chris Clemens with me doing stand-up afterwards. So go get tickets. There's general admission as well as meet and greet that come with preferred seating. Is that right? That doesn't sound right, but I think it's what... Oh my God, it's on Ticketmaster and Live Nation. Do you know how fucking see you next Tuesday that is to like have a little Ticketmaster page? I mean, I have beef with Ticketmaster just because of how much they've taken off my life just trying to buy concert tickets. But anyways, that was not an intestinal fart. That was just me sipping coffee. I've already had 200 milligrams of caffeine today. It's like, that's when I know it's bad, is usually I can't even finish the can of energy drink because I'm like, 200's a lot. Today I'm like, 200, we might triple it. No, I'm just kidding. I'll end up like one of those Panera patients who like had the charged lemonades. So anyways, ADHD is also going crazy today. If you want to join us in San Francisco, be sure to go to the description or go to my link tree. I don't know. That's a weird fucking thing to say. But yeah, thanks for all the love on the birthday episode. I had so much fun doing that and it just turned out to be so good. And then the 30 things I learned in 30 years, I just thought was a fun episode. And now I'm really just stalling so that I can that I can get into today's... I really love the tabloids. Like, I love the tabloids. I sound like a fucking, like, Kardashian. But I was supposed to run out and get a tabloid to read today, and then I didn't. And so I searched online. So some of these, I don't think any of these are recent, I realized. I went through like National Enquirer, and I thought they were going to put things in a timely manner. Turns out they didn't. This is from 2022, which did I think it was 2022 when I looked at this? Yes. Oh, God. Anyways, this is from National Enquirer, and this is from June 1st, 2022. So old news alert. Body tune-up can't hide same old Wendy Williams. And I figured after the Halloween episode, we had to do a Wendy Williams story. Wacky Wendy Williams splurge on a surgical overhaul as she plots her TV comeback, but the former daytime yacker's massive makeover can't mask her baddie behavior. Tipsters tell the National... I mean, these sentences are tongue twisters. Like, have they ever just heard of journalism? According to an insider, Wendy looks fresh-faced and bustier, which people around her are saying is due to a new boob job. Well, yeah, I don't think Jesus came down and blessed her. Wendy, 57, appeared healthy in a cleavage-bearing gown May 2nd in NYC. Wait, is this after? I'm confused. Okay, the timing of this is all really confusing because I don't even know what she looks like now. So she's technically got that new body, but I feel like the last time I saw her on TikTok, it was not giving new body. All right, we're just going to keep moving on because I don't know why that's really hurting my brain trying to place the timeline of Wendy Williams' new body. Moving on, also on the National Enquirer, this one is from January 10th, 2020, and it was like the fourth one down on their website. I'm very confused. Maybe they just gave up on the website. But the title of this article is Housewife's Death Reveals Hubby's Corpse in Freezer. He left letter saying she didn't kill him. Wow, I read this completely wrong when I picked this out. This is from January 10th, 2020, and I just love any story that I would like to be a Netflix docu-series. So, oh, and of course, this takes place in Utah. Utah authorities making a welfare check on a 75-year-old woman found her dead of natural causes and her husband's body in a freezer. Paul Mathers, 69, likely died about 11 years ago. And left a letter saying his wife didn't kill him, officials said. So did he write that letter before he was killed or after he was killed? Because, what? It was notarized on December 2nd, 2008. We believe he had terminal illness, said police. Well, that's no fun. Well, I mean, like, having a terminal illness, obviously, but I thought it was going to be something. Oh my God, is this like Bad Sisters where, spoiler alert, if you haven't seen it on Apple TV, where like the whole family's in the fucking walk-in freezer? Oh my God. Anyways, Mathers was last seen alive on February 4th, 2009 at a Veterans Affairs hospital. His wife, Jean Sorone Mathers, was found dead. I should never read anything when I'm cranky and tired. I know that it's literally Thanksgiving when this episode is being put out, but God, is Chris ready to ruin Thanksgiving? I'm ready to be a giant fucking bitch. Oh my God. Some suspect she kept her dead hubby so that, I mean, do we care about this? Is this interesting to anybody? I don't even know what's happening. They mentioned 2009 and I was like, sure, party. All right, there is one more that actually did catch my attention, and this was from Daily Mail. And I went to Daily Mail first because I thought that would be great. It turns out that they are just Kardashian meat writers, which is like, fine, get your coin. But like, it's like, yeah, just watch their show on Hulu. They're making articles out of everything that happened. Anyways, Snoop Dogg, 52, says he's quitting smoking after it once claimed the cannabis-loving rapper had 75 to 150 joints rolled for him every 24 hours. That alone could put me to sleep, just hearing that as a concept. 75 to 150 joints. Okay. So if there's 24 hours in a day, we're going to do some girl math real quick. And by girl math, I just mean I'm opening the calculator. Okay. Let's say he had 150 divided by 24. That is 6 joints an hour. That is a joint every 10 minutes, assuming he is not asleep. That is so insane to me. Also, because I just have to know that his weed is strong as hell. Okay, so let's say he gets 8 hours of sleep, which I could dream of. What's 24 minus 8? Hold on, I have the calculator open. And I do also have a college degree.
16.
All right.
16.
16.
Yeah, thank you, guys. Thank you. So we're going to do 150 divided by 16. That is 9.375 joints an hour if he's getting 8 hours of sleep, which, considering how much he's smoking, he's definitely getting minimum 8 hours of sleep. Wow, I don't know how you would even go about quitting this. Snoop Dogg's notorious love for consuming weed could be about to go up in smoke. Shut the fuck up. As the rapper claimed to fans on Thursday that he is quitting smoking, fans were immediately unconvinced by the admission, with some wondering if it was just a publicity stunt ahead of a new business venture with edibles. Oh, okay, that's like actually really fucking smart if it is. I'm giving up smoke, the rapper claimed in his post, which included a fuller statement reading, after much consideration with my family, I've decided to give up smoke. This has to be for edibles or something, because who says I'm giving up smoke? That's like I'm giving up smoking or something. Like, the 52-year-old added before signing off the message, please respect my privacy at this time. Snoop Dogg will be funnier than I could ever dream of. It has come as a shock to fans of the veteran rapper due to his open appreciation for the drug, which has extended to numerous business ventures, among them edibles, weed strains, and a digital media business devoted to marijuana-related news. Justin, you have to edit in the screenshot of his tweet and the graphic he posted. It is literally like he committed some sort of crime. Like, it is a black and white photo of him. And it says, after much consideration and conversation with my family, I've decided to give up smoke. Please respect my privacy at this time. And then his signature. I'm fucking obsessed with this man. Oh my God. Renegade Piranha, who had claimed to be Snoop Dogg's personal blunt roller, PBR. It's abbreviated, said last year, on average, I do about half a pound a day, which seems excessive. So that's roughly like 75 to 150 units per day. I calculate it at over 450,000 blunts. That is actually insane. That's coming from me, who on the after show, by the way, patreon.com/Chris Clemens. I've really been enjoying the Patreon aspect of the after show. I don't think I could smoke 75 joints. Let's see. If I were being like reasonable here, I could maybe smoke. Ooh, okay. If I actually think about this, no, 9 an hour, I definitely couldn't fucking do. I could maybe do like 2 an hour, but like for the whole day, I would last maybe 3 hours. Like, I would be horizontal, unconscious. Oh my God, maybe that's what I should do tonight so I get actually sleep. Oh God, not me rolling 450,000 blunts in my house. Oh my God, at that point, you could just build a house out of them. Like, tell me that isn't some Lincoln Log shit, but like Lincoln Kush. I don't know. My brain is working in a real...
I just want to know what the music's going to be like with Snoop off weed, what his music is going to be like.
I didn't even really want to listen to his music with weed, so all respect. But he has got like a couple of bangers, and then that's kind of where it stays. Okay, well, reading turns out not to be my forte, just in general, but also when I am running on so little sleep. So we're just going to move to voicemails, because I love listening to these. Now, before we get into this week's voicemails, I want to give you guys the prompt for next episode, which is... Now, it's obviously Thanksgiving when this episode is live, so I want to hear what family drama is going on right now. Honestly, if any of you call from the Thanksgiving table or where I can hear family in the back, if they're fighting, oh my God, I mean, like, I might even fly out just to meet you. The way I love family drama is crazy. So yeah, call into 310-844-6459 and let me know what family drama is going on right now. What's the biggest blow up at your Thanksgiving table? God, Chris Clemens is tearing families apart. Oh, love it. Anyways, let's hear.
Hi, Chris.
Oh, you're going to just edge me like that? Come on, give me the full ball. Don't
believe. Hi, Chris. Okay. I'm Kinsley calling in from Lowell, Massachusetts.
Hi, Massachusetts.
So I have a problem for Chris's court. And my dilemma is I was just at a house party with my best friends. And, you know, I was dancing, having a good time. And I hit my friend's vape out of her hand. And it goes flying. We can't find it. In the middle of a house party with a flashlight. And we're looking for it. You know, it's hot. A lot of people. And we end up not finding it, and she gets a little mad at me, so I just need your help on figuring out whether or not I should help her pay for a new vape, or is this a vape and it's not that deep? So, all right. Bye.
Okay, your friend, listen, if you can't afford to lose a vape, don't buy a vape in the first place. It is like the easiest fucking thing to lose in life, and you look like a fucking maniac on Euphoria when you're looking for it. Been there so many times, done that. Your friend should suck it up and get a new vape. I don't think you need to contribute, although I never really smoked weed when I was younger. Like, I always smoked weed like once I had like a stable job, so I was just like, okay, I'll buy more. So I guess I don't know. But I think if you were the last to have the vape and you lost it, okay, maybe there's an argument for you replacing it or like contributing to a GoFundMe for a new vape. But I don't know, you bring a vape to a party where you're getting fucked up, you have to go into it accepting any losses and damages. That's just the way Sue sees it, doll. I'm sorry. I think you're totally in the clear just because you hit it out of her hand. I don't know. If you're a good friend, feel free to chip in, but I do not think you need to. That's a little ridiculous. Like, yeah, it's never fun losing a vape, but like, what is fun these days? Because I'm waiting. I'm waiting, bitch. All right, let's hear another voicemail. Are these going to be Chris's courts? Because I'm excited. I love being a judgmental.
Hi, Chris. I'm Alex.
Hi, Alex.
I'm Christian. We're huge fans of the podcast. By the way, we just came back from LA, and like, few months ago, you gave us some recommendations on restaurants to eat in LA. We ate at Pink Taco, La Pergoletta, and Laurel Harbor. We had the best time, so thank you so fucking much for that. But for next week's podcast, you asked for debates you wanted to be settled in Chris's court. So I have a debate for you. When you brush your teeth, do you wet your toothbrush before putting on the toothpaste and then brushing or not? And the debate begins. Okay, bye. Love you.
I'm obsessed with, I don't know if there are one or two people, if I'm going to be totally honest. I heard like two names, I think, but I think I only heard one voice. Okay, first of all, I am so jealous. Pink Taco isn't like one of my absolute diehard faves. It's good. I just love it because you can really go kind of crazy there, but like still have a dinner vibe. La Pergoletta. Ah, I passed when I was just in LA for my birthday. And I was like, wow, if I was really in the mood to fuck around with some gluten, I was in the mood to fuck around with some gluten, but I didn't. And then Laurel Hardware is so bomb. Wow, you make me want to go out to dinner right now. But it is like, what time is it? 1:45? Dear God, it's only 1:45. What was the question? Oh, yeah, you absolutely have to wet your... Oh, wait, was it before you brush your teeth or before you put the toothpaste on?
Before you put the toothpaste on.
Okay, so I dabble in a little bit of everything, as if that's a shocker. I will definitely wet my toothbrush, then put toothpaste on. But sometimes my toothpaste is like a little spicy and it like makes my tongue really tingle. And so sometimes I will also wet the brush after I've put toothpaste. Oh my God, guys. I feel like I'm in college all over again. Like, I'm like drooling. What is happening to me? Guys, I think this is my last episode because I'm just going to put myself down. Okay, so yeah, I definitely always, always, always wet the toothbrush before toothpaste. But sometimes I will wet the toothbrush also after putting toothpaste on? Final answer. That was an easy debate. Wow, I love the easy ones. I'm like, okay, we're getting out of court early today. Who wants Popeyes? Ugh, wow, I do. I can't eat anything from there, though. Is there another?
Hi, Chris.
Hi.
I have a debate, and it's a debate my husband and I have had for years.
Ooh, love.
I do the laundry as one of my household chores. We split things up.
As the woman should.
Done. And if the clothes are ready for the wash, if they're on the floor or in the basket, they're going in the washing machine. I'm not checking pockets. I'm not pulling any of the sleeves in. I'm just tossing them in the washing machine. But I have sent several things through the washing machine that shouldn't. My debate is, isn't it the responsibility of the person wearing the clothes to remove the things from their pockets? Or is it my responsibility since I'm doing the washing? Let me know. I do see both sides, but I think I'm right. Thanks. Bye.
I love everything about this call. I really do. It encapsulates all of my favorite things. Marital drama, obsessed with. Petty drama, even more obsessed with. And then, I don't know where the third point was. I just was really enjoying my coffee. Okay, this is an interesting one because I am and have always been single and alone and doing my own laundry just forever. So I don't... I've never thought about this. I would say that it is definitely not your fucking responsibility to make sure your husband empties his goddamn pockets. If you're already in charge of the laundry, he should be giving you everything ready to do the... Like, what are you going to be like? Oh, honey, here's your keys, your wallet, a pen, and a condom I found in your pocket. Like, what the fuck? No, you're totally in the right. It is not your job. Okay, it's nice enough that you do this person's fucking laundry for them. On top of it, you're supposed to, like, go mining for some goodies? Yeah, I don't think so. That is... No. Tell your husband to start doing the fucking laundry then, if he knows how to do it right. Ugh. Yeah, that's my final answer. You're in the right. He's in the wrong. You should get a divorce. Sorry, it's just how it goes. I just want everyone to be divorced. I don't know why that is. Because, like, I really do love... Love? Do I? No, I think I just want... Yeah, we're not going to finish that thought. Is there another Chris's Court, or are we just keeping this train ride rolling off a cliff?
Yeah, we got one more.
All right, we got one more. Hit it, DJ.
Hi, Chris.
Hi.
I won't say my name because I don't want to get exposed, but it starts with an I.
Okay.
So you wanted a stupid debate for your birthday, and I got one for you. So it's a debate with myself. I'm seeing a new guy. I really like him. He's really cute. You know, got hold some money, you know. But so every time he comes over and I go to the bathroom after him, I'm noticing that there is, like, liquid on the floor. And I'm pretty sure it's piss because it's right by the toilet. And it's not, like, on the toilet or in the toilet. It's like, on the floor by the toilet. And yeah. I've stepped in it in bare feet and socks multiple times. But the debate is with myself if I tell him or not to clean up his piss because I'm kind of scared he won't like me anymore after I tell him he's pissing on the floor and that shit is nasty. Anyways, love you, Chris. Bye.
Love you. Huh. Wow. This one. Wow. You couldn't have asked a worse person. So I don't think he's... Well, like, how much piss are we talking, first of all? Like, is it just like a little piece of toilet paper wipe up, or is it like a full ShamWow extravaganza? Because if it's like a ShamWow kind of situation where you need more than just toilet paper, I would just stop seeing him. That doesn't seem sustainable. I will say, after being one of three boys growing up, piss ends up on the floor because when you're standing and peeing, the last little drops kind of, you know, let the rain fall down and stay on the floor for you to step in and sometimes socks. So I think, I don't know. I think there's kind of a way that it, like, you could do this where you, like, make it cute and, like, funny where you're like, all right, if I see your piss on the floor one more time, I'm gonna suck you up so hard you'll have a little knob. No, because that's like putting you through twice the work. Yeah, I think you could do like some cute way of like, boy, if you don't stop pissing on the floor, I'm going to piss in your mouth or something. I don't know, guys. I don't think this episode should see the light of day, if I'm just going to be totally honest. Like, what has even happened? Like, I don't remember anything from this. It really makes you think. I don't know about what, but it just does. Did I answer the question?
You've answered it perfectly.
Okay, perfect. I'll take that. All right, that's been enough voicemails. And by that, I mean, that was the last one, like we said before we heard it. So what is this podcast? Like, literally, what is happening? I should retire.
It's the greatest show on earth.
Shut up, bitch. I'm so annoyed that moments like this. No. I thought you were being sarcastic.
No.
Oh.
It's the best. It's the best.
Best show on earth.
Confirmed.
Okay, I really think you guys are making fun of me, so we have to end this now.
No, it's good.
Oh my God, last night I was in New York. I was in New York yesterday, which is partially why I'm so tired, is because I got home at like 11:15. But when I was in the train station in New York, waiting for my train to come home to Delaware, there I was walking outside to go smoke, and I'm walking, and I'm in these shoes, and if you've been watching this episode, you've been seeing me pick at the back of my heel. I have crazy blister scabs. So I was wearing these new boots that I bought that are so fucking tight, and I don't know why. I was like, you know what? We're going into the city. We're going to serve some. Yeah. So I'm like serving. Granted, like literally so many people were like, your outfit's so amazing. I was like, thank you so much. My feet, I truly could cut off and not feel a thing. So I'm like hobbling through the train station trying to like get outside so I can just feel some sort of relief. And these two girls are in front of me and they keep looking back and then like turning to each other and giggling. And I'm like, yeah, I know. I am walking like Rudolph the reindeer just got railed by Vixen. Okay. Like I am struggling through Moynihan train station, and they kept turning around and giggling. And I was like, okay, I am getting flashbacks to sixth grade, getting my ass made fun of. And I'm like, I made some sort of face. And they were like, oh, we love you. And I was like, oh my God, I was ready to beat y'all's ass. I thought you guys were like making fun of me. And they were like, no, we just think you're so funny. And I was like, okay, cool, great. So that's what I thought was just happening. That was a really long-winded way of whatever. Like, whatever. Whatever. You know? Like, whatever. I just, whatever. Dude, being tired with ADHD is a drug I do not recommend. You know, I'm the first to be like, hey guys, here's the fun little 411. No, this is the 911. Now, before we carry on with this train wreck of an episode, I'd like to thank our sponsor, which is HelloFresh. If you guys do not know, with HelloFresh, you get farm fresh, pre-portioned ingredients and seasonal recipes delivered right to your doorstep. Skip trips to the grocery store and count on HelloFresh to make home cooking easy, fun, and affordable. And that's why it's America's number one meal kit. With it getting dark at like 4:30 now, I'm really losing motivation to cook, which is really where HelloFresh is coming in, doing me a solid. Not only do I not have to go grocery shopping, but they also give me the recipes of what to make, oftentimes being things I never thought I could make myself. And I never feel limited because with HelloFresh, there are just so many options. HelloFresh's menu actually includes 40 recipes and over 100 add-on items to choose from every week, which is exactly what I'm looking for. Something I actually learned recently is that HelloFresh is more than just dinners. You can now stock your fridge with easy breakfasts, quick lunches, or fresh snacks. All you have to do is shop the HelloFresh market and add any of these tasty time-saving solutions to your weekly box. And they get shipped right to your door. I mean, how much better do you want this to get? Because it can't. Except for now, because HelloFresh is offering our listeners 50% off plus 15% off the next 2 months when you go to HelloFresh.com HelloFresh.com/50unhinged and use code 50unhinged. That is HelloFresh.com/50unhinged and use code 50unhinged for 50% off plus 15% off the next 2 months. I just truly can't say enough positive things about HelloFresh and how much I love it. Again, just getting pre-portioned ingredients makes cooking so much more efficient on days that I just don't feel like portioning out the ingredients. Thank you so much, HelloFresh, for supporting the podcast and sponsoring another episode. And be sure to check out HelloFresh down below. And let's get back to the episode. All right, we have a fun little game because Black Friday is tomorrow. And by tomorrow, I mean when this episode comes out tomorrow. And we are going to guess the Black Friday deal. Justin, Sam, and Jake have come up, or I don't know who actually came up with it, but
it was
not
Sam.
Me. It was Sam. I figured it kind of was. You guys, I think this is how it's going to go. Is you guys are going to read me items, and I'm going to have to guess how much they're going for on Black Friday?
Yes, you'll have to. Yeah, precisely.
I love understanding the rules of the game that I created. But before we get into this game, I want to go on a fucking rant really quick about Black Friday. Okay, can we change it to, like, if we're going to have Black Friday start 4 weeks early, can we, like, make it, like, Black Month or something? Or, no. I heard that one. That's February and that's Black History Month. Okay. We're going to pump the brakes, start this little rant over. Why is Black Friday fucking 4 weeks long? Why is it Black Friday, Cyber Week? It was Cyber Monday. Now it's like Cyber Truck. And I'm fucking over it. I miss the excitement of having that one day window of, like, taking over capitalism. Like, I miss, like, hey, do we want to go out at midnight to Kohl's? Like, oh my God, I miss that shit. Why is all of, like, Black Friday? Just have all this shit on sale all year round and call it Black Friday. Fuck. Oh my God. I don't know why I care so much, but, like, make Black Friday great again, period. Anyways, let's talk about Black Friday deals that are already happening. 2 weeks early.
Okay.
Sorry. This is actually an unhinged episode, and I am not getting this little sleep again for an episode just to recreate this. This is my hell. All right. What do we have?
So I'm assuming what you're going to guess the price of the, what it costs and then what it's costs on Black Friday. Is that the idea?
Huh. That's interesting. I don't actually know.
Okay, so I think we should, yeah, you should guess what the original price is.
Okay, I'll guess the original and what I think it's going to be on Black Friday sale for.
Or maybe the amount of the discount.
No, I can barely do, like, 24 minus 8. I'm not going to, like, start coming up with what percentages are.
You should guess what it was originally and then what it is on Black Friday.
Yeah, okay, we'll do that. We'll do that.
First up, we got the Atom Plus ring. It's the world's first vibrating ring with dual integrated motors for all-encompassing intensity. What is it normally, and what is it on Black Friday? Chris?
I'm going to guess it's normally $29.99, and I'm going to guess the Black Friday deal is $12.99.
So it's usually $100.
What?
And then on Black Friday, it's $50.
I love a good tingly sensation. Don't get me wrong. For $100. No, actually that's okay. Yeah, I've spent $100 on way more for way less of a feeling. So wow. $100. Are they okay? We'll just keep moving.
All right. How about the Ghost Meter EMF sensor?
I don't even know how to guess that price because I don't even know what to guess that product to be. Is that like an airplane?
If you're going to sense ghosts with EMF.
It's like ghost hunter shit.
Oh my God. You know this is going to be expensive and the markdown's going to be ridiculous because it costs like 4 pennies to make. It's like a refurbished Nerf gun from Toys R Us.
It does look like that.
Like, I don't know. I'm going to guess that a fucking ghost sensor is, I'm going to say like $60, And then on Black Friday, it's going to be like 35.
That's amazing. Wow, it's $50.
Shut the fuck up.
$98.95. You were almost dead on the sale.
Whoa.
Because here's the thing. I realized for something this stupid, it can't be over $100 because no one's going to buy that anyway. But it can't be too cheap because then people aren't going to buy it because they are like, it's not going to work. So that's where I was like, okay. I love that I can understand the bullshitters. That's really comforting.
Okay. Up next, you got the Toto Washlet Bidet.
Oh my God, I have that in my house. Oh, wait. Is that like the toilet plus the bidet? Or is it just like, is it an attachment?
It's like a lid.
Like, that's what I guess that's.
It's a toilet seat.
So it's like a toilet seat?
It's a toilet seat.
It's a toilet seat. It's not the complete toilet.
No, it's just the seat.
Okay, it's the toilet seat. I'm going to guess is maybe like, I'm going to say it's, Toto's like high, like those are like the high-end butt cleaners. So I'm going to say that that's like $250 and it's maybe $199.
No, no, no. It's actually $641. And then on Black Friday, it's $350.
Oh, wait, that's like a great deal. I mean, like percentage-wise, I still think at that point, just buy the whole fucking toilet that comes with it for like $3,000.
You could just put Mentos in Coke and use that. Sorry. Never mind.
Justin, who hurt you?
You know.
Oh, I'm so sorry. Oh, I do know. And also for everybody coming for Justin about how he looked sad in that one episode, we're all people. Okay? Give the guy a break. He has a heart of gold and...
We love Justin. Come on.
I'm the happiest I've ever been.
We'll talk about that on the after show.
Yeah, okay. Yeah, we should actually.
I'm like, I don't know about that, but I don't want to talk about it this publicly.
Thank you so much.
Hey, Chris, you do a lot of wig videos, like buying wigs and stuff like that. So this one, I feel confident. An 18th century colonial wig. So it's like that long white historical wig.
The visual's in my head for sure. I took history class. Oh, that's it. Okay, got it. It's my turn to guess.
You said you knew it. You said you got it. So I stopped reading the description.
Well, I... Listen, okay, don't come for me. Even though all I do is come for you. Let's see. Colonial wig. Is it from the 1800s?
No, this is a replica.
Damn, like it lasted 200 years.
Well, listen, girl, I don't know. Crazier shit's happened. I'm going to say that it's maybe like $150. Well, wait. Is it human hair or synthetic? Do you know?
It looks like a synthetic.
Okay, got it. So I'm going to say it's maybe like, I'm torn between like $75 or just like an even $100. We'll do $80. And I'm going to say it's on sale on Black Friday. Sorry, I just thought about the fact that people are waiting for Black Friday to buy a colonial wig. that's like a really insane thought. Let's see. $80. I think it's maybe like $59.99.
The price is wrong. It is $50 cool. Regularly, and it's $34.85 on sale.
You're wrong.
Technically, I'm wrong. I had faith in you. I thought you get it.
The price is wrong. Honestly, that as a show would be so funny. The price is wrong.
Let's make it happen.
Oh my God, I'm obsessed with that.
All right. Up next, we got Zale's Princess Cut Diamond Engagement Ring. Yeah, it's a certified lab-created diamond solitaire engagement ring in 14K white gold.
That's going to be like $1,800, and then it's going to be reduced to $1,500.
No, you were close, though. It's so regularly, it's $4,000.
Oh, yeah, I was super fucking close.
No. But it's reduced to $1,900. So, like, you would have the...
Oh, my God. The way I'm about to go out and buy one just to then flip again.
Let's get married.
Okay, or get married. I was thinking more so to just resell and make like $400, but okay, let's get married. Party.
All right, I'm thinking of this one for Booger, maybe. So this is a Frisco.
Booger's currently sleeping on a $700 dog bed.
No shit.
Jesus. Okay.
Yeah.
Well, this is different. Well,
okay, I bought two dog beds. I saw this stupid fucking ad, okay? I made a TikTok about this, so like I saw an ad for this brand called like Barney Bed or something. Not a brand deal. Honestly, I'm so bitter that I like can't even recommend it, although bitch is knocked out. It's like
the proof's in the pudding.
I mean, it really is. She does love it. It's an orthopedic dog bed, and I thought it was an investment in my dog's longevity. This is a perfect fucking window into my brain. Jesus Christ. So I bought two of the beds, which were like $250. And then I bought, a reason I was drawn to them is because they have like nice covers that are aesthetically pleasing. And if I put this much work into my home, I'd also like these giant fucking dog beds to look good. So that was kind of, it was like a win-win for both. But the whole order, two covers and two beds, was $750. So, yeah. Anyways, what is this for, Booger?
This would make you feel bad because this is far less than that. So, do you want me to say it and hurt your feelings, or should we move on to the Marc Jacobs women's medium tote bag? Is it a dog bed? Yeah. Well, let's skip the sofa because I think you'll feel bad. Let's.
No, I want to hear it. I want to hear it, bitch.
All right. What you could have purchased, Chris, instead of what you did purchase, was a bundle Frisco sofa bed with removable cover, large gray, and eyelash dog blanket that is silver.
Were those real words?
Yeah, that's how it's written. That's how it's written.
That sounded how I imagine me sounding trying to read on this podcast.
Rated for word verbatim. So basically what it is, it's a couch.
Is the blender you put that sentence in going to be on a Black Friday sale? I mean, what the fuck just happened?
But what happens is it's a couch, and then it converts to a bed, and then you can take off the cover and make it almost like a little pad.
That's like a futon.
So it has multiple. It has multiple abilities. This bundle package here.
Okay, cool. Well, in my day, they made Transformers cars. Now I guess they're sofas. That liberal media agenda
for dogs.
I'm gonna guess that this sofa Transformer extravaganza is, I'm going to say like a solid $999. Although, no, that's like crazy. Is it like a human sofa or a sofa for a dog?
It's a dog couch.
Oh my God. It's a fucking dog couch?
Yes, that's correct.
Like the whole thing is for a dog.
It's for a dog or a cat, but it really is for like a dog. It's a dog-sized couch.
But like no human is meant to sit on this.
Nah, a medium-sized human.
Yes or no, Jake? Like, you're hitting a word count that does not need to be hit. Yes or no? It's for a human.
It's for dogs. And cats can also use it.
Yeah. Okay, got it. Jesus Christ. I mean, just one word answer becomes a whole college essay that I wrote. Jesus Christ. Okay, it's for a dog. That drastically changes the price. I'm going to say it's $250, now going for $175.
This, wow, it's 190, 192 now for 182. So you get a whopping $10 off on Black Friday.
I hate, if you're going to fucking do capitalism, can you do capitalism correctly? My God, that is so annoying. Hey guys, the moment you've been waiting for, save 10. I found more money on the street than I would be saving on Black Friday for that.
All right. Up next, we got the LV Stride hands-free electric breast pump for milk.
LV? Like Louis Vuitton?
No.
Oh, I was like, wow, Louis Vuitton is really pivoting. Spring, summer, maternity line. Okay, an LV handless electronic automatic supersonic hypnotic breast pump. I'm gonna say that this is normally Wow. The way I just have not a fucking clue how much a breast pump could be. Part of me thinks it could be like an easy 500. Another part of me is like, maybe it's 250. And then another part is like, Chris, that could easily be just $50. I'm going to say the breast pump is 175 on Black Friday sale for 125.
So in its normal state, it's $200. And then on Black Friday, it's $75.
Okay. Wait, I said like 175.
I was confused. Did you say it was 75 normally? And then on Black Friday, it's 125. So it goes up by $50. Or did I mishear that?
I'm going to use context clues of Black Friday and say that you heard that wrong.
Okay, good.
It's a dog couch.
But it could also be for a cat. Is it a human couch or a dog couch? Well, it's a dog couch, so it could also be for a cat. But if you have a chameleon could also sit on there, I guess. But then if you have a hamster, I maybe wouldn't because they would chew through it. But guinea pigs, I think, are totally like, what the fuck?
Chinchilla. You forgot chinchillas.
No, it's not for chinchillas. Yeah.
We have to stop the couch conversation now or I will actually go postal.
All right, Jake.
All right. Marc Jacobs, very well-known brand. You can get a Marc Jacobs Women's The Medium tote bag. And it says the tote bag with Marc Jacobs underneath it on the tote.
They're having Black Friday deals, Marc Jacobs?
This bag is on sale, but I don't know about the others.
Is it on like Nordstrom or something?
I cannot reveal.
You, aka you don't fucking know. Okay.
Correct.
Let's see. Marc Jacobs Medium, the tote bag, I'm going to say is like $600, although I think it might be like $1,200. I'm going to say it's... Shit. I was literally going to go into the Marc Jacobs store yesterday, but it was closed because I had time to kill before the train station. Medium tote bag, I'm going to say is $600, and it's on Black Friday sale for $499.
That is incorrect. It is $195 normally, and it is $159.99 on sale.
$195?
Now it's $159.99.
What a steal.
I know. I might. It makes me want to steal. Not from you, Mark. I love you, Mark.
If you want it, I got your Christmas present right now. There you go.
Okay, don't ever lie about getting me gifts, because when people lie about buying me things, I get mad. I take it very seriously when people say they have something for me. I'm like, a present.
It's in the mail.
All right, last one.
Oh, thank God.
Bottega Veneta ankle wrap pointed toe pump.
Bottega? They do Black Friday deals?
I'll give you a hint. It's really a good deal.
Oh, thank you. Okay, their shoes I'm going to say are probably $850, $900. I'm going to go with $900. It's like a heel.
It's a Bottega Veneta ankle wrap pointed toe pump.
I'm going to say it's $800. And then on Black Friday, it's going to be $625.
So it's regularly?
No, regularly it's $860.
It's $1,400. And then on Black Friday, though, it's $290. Whoa.
Wait, what? Wait, is this on like DHgate or is this like, wait.
It's 80% off.
Yeah, why? I'm left feeling really confused and still just so tired. Anyways, now before we get to the end of the show, I thought it would be a cute idea for all of us to go around and say what we're thankful for. It can be one thing. It can be Jake, let's keep it one thing. Justin, it can be like one to five things if you really want. But Jake, why don't you start? So there's a time crunch.
I'm trying to think. Oh, no. No, mine's easy. Mine's easy. Super thankful for the best kiddos in the world. And I guess that's all I can say. There you go.
Oh, that's so cute.
I was going to say you guys, but you said only one. So there you go.
I was going to give you shit, but touche, bitch. Touche.
I think blimps are sick and hot air balloons. Like anything that like, I think anything that like uses fire to like go up is sick. So thanks.
I'm literally going to commit on this podcast. Like live in studio.
I would like to fly a blimp. If anyone out there is a blimp operator and can hook that up for me, it would be great. Thank you.
Okay. I was going to say I'm thankful for like my mom and my dog and the fact that people tune into this stupid shit, but I think I'm changing my answer to the fact that I'm just thankful this episode is over. Now, before we leave, I want to shout out two comments / reviews. This one is from the youtube.com/@unhinged channel. And the comment says, watching your podcasts is a true experience. And that is from Sophie Shepherd 9544. And I really appreciate that. There's no negative or positive connotation. It just is. It's just an experience. And I love that because that's me trying to hit a word count. And then the next thing is from Apple Podcast. Shout out to Elena Fay for leaving River. S'il vous plaît, comment ça, s'il vous plaît? I don't know what just happened, but Elena said, titled this 5-star review. Oh, thank you so much. He made me crash my car from laughter. This man is so funny. I almost crashed my car from laughing so hard. I love this man and would sell soul for an extra 10 minutes of an episode. Girl, sell your soul for something way more than that, okay? Because we'll probably give you 10 more minutes next week because Jake will run us over time.
You got it.
No, for real, thank you to everybody who has left a review or commented and subscribed to the YouTube channel. If you haven't subscribed to Unhinged wherever you get your podcasts or on, again, the YouTube channel, be sure to get tickets if you're in the Bay Area for December 9th. We're coming for you,
Frisco.
And we will see you guys on the after show on patreon.com/Chris Clemens. Mwah, mwah, mwah. I am really scared of what my little breathing exercise on the after show is going to do to the already ongoing mess that I am, but I guess join the Patreon to find out. Oh, happy Thanksgiving, y'all. Bye. I'm thankful for you all. I really am. I should be sincere for a moment and say that I am really grateful and thankful that people enjoy this. I don't know why, especially after an episode like today, but it's why we called the show Unhinged, so we could have dumpster fires like this. Good night and goodbye.